Lancaster City 0, Ossett Albion 0. And it's been a very quiet first half of football. But it's not for lack of trying. The Dolly Blues have thrown everything forward. And they've just had a half chance, actually, with Jordan Connaughton there. The front three are piling forward of Killefin, Jackson and Connaughton. And they've had plenty of help from the wingers as well, especially Winder. But just in that final third, they're just lacking to have that kind of killer shot on target to really pressurise Ossett Albion's defence and goalkeeper. The only really half chance of note was from Tom Killefin. From 14 yards out, he had a shot blocked. He took it on the volley, snatched it a little bit, and it was easily cleared by Ossett Albion's defence. But the bottom side of the table haven't really troubled the Dolly Blues at all. They are dominating this game at the moment, but a very, very choppy pitch and rain is making conditions very hard for this game to try and really get going, to be honest. But here at the Giant Axe, it's Lancaster City 0, Ossett Albion 0. Yes, as you join me, it is Lancaster City 1, Ossett Albion 0. And it was a fantastic finish from Mark Jackson. He did all the hard work himself, and it was really resurrected from a play on the right wing. He built it up with Jordan Connaughton in partnership with him. He lost the ball after an initial shot he was aiming at the bottom right corner. It came back out to him. Connaughton got a touch, and then he managed to find some time and some space 15 yards out and took his second shot, and it was a stunning one, burying it into the top left corner. Absolutely quality finish, and deservedly put the Dolly Blues ahead in this match. They did suffer a scare, though, in the early stages of this second half, courtesy of Ryan Harrison. It was a free kick around about 20 yards out. He had a driving shot which was just past the right-hand post. The keeper was scrambling to try and get it, and if it had been on target, it would have definitely gone in. So it was a close call for Lancaster City at that point, but they have managed to get some daylight between them and the bottom of the table opponents, Ossett Albion, here at the Giant Axe this afternoon. So all's looking well at the moment. It's Lancaster City 1, Ossett Albion 0. It's Lancaster City 1, Ossett Albion 0, and Lancaster City are continuing to pile on the pressure. They're trying to get that all-important second goal just to close out this game. The first goal, of course, came in the 57th minute, courtesy of Mark Jackson. But since then, they have had a couple of opportunities to extend their lead in this game. One from Gary Hunter, an absolutely brilliant free kick on the 66th minute. It was 20 yards out, and he looped it perfectly. Great height, it dipped well, but it was just narrowly wide of the left-hand post. And lucky that it just didn't creep in, and that would have made a whole lot of difference in this game, potentially, as he's actually just stepping up to take another one now. But the second chance came in the 74th minute, courtesy of Jordan Connaughton. He received the ball facing away from goal. He tried to chest it down and hit it on the turn, but it was deflected, as Gary Hunter has just had a second shot there from the free kick, just from around about 18 yards out. It was on target, and it was easily saved by Ossett Albion's goalkeeper, Adam Rhodes. He managed to catch it. Not that very threatening, that particular shot, but he's continuing to try and have attempts at goal. So hopefully Lancaster City can close this game out. But currently at the Giant Axe is Lancaster City 1, Ossett Albion 0.